Yancey County Sheriff's deputies have arrested George Rayford Williamson, Jr., age 44, of an Indian Trail Drive, Burnsville address, and charged him with one count of felonious assault inflicting serious injury. Williamson is a parolee on the conviction of murder in 1982. According to Lieutenant Tom Farmer of the Yancey Sheriff's Department, in the early morning hours of Saturday, October 13th, Natasha Dawn Mosley arrived at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital in Spruce Pine, suffering from multiple facial fractures. She was treated there briefly and then sent to Mission Hospitals in Asheville, where medical specialists treated her for multiple bone fractures to the head, eye, jaw, and mouth. A criminal investigation into the cause of her injuries revealed that at approximately 11:30 p.m. on Friday, October 12th, Mosley was present at Williamson's apartment, as were others. While there, she and Williamson got into a verbal dispute that led to a physical altercation. Williamson was taken before a Yancey County magistrate and released from jail after posting a $10,000 secured bond. Williamson is scheduled to appear in Yancey County District Court on October 30th. In 1982, Williamson and the late Richard Hamilton were sentenced to life in prison for first-degree murder in the shooting of Jim Hensley. He was shot in the back of the head with a shotgun while sitting on a couch inside his mobile home off Mitchell Branch Road. Williamson and Hamilton were on the outside of the mobile home and shot Hensley through the window. Williamson was the shooter. Under the Fair Felons Punishment Provision, Williamson was released on parole from the North Carolina Department of Corrections on May 21, 2006, and before this charge was filed, court records showed no other charges since his release. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.